I never had a sister, so I did not know. Our children seemed to be born best friends. Fritz, the eldest, is full of ideas, always ready with new ideas. Bessie, a little bit more thoughtful, a little bit more observant, was always ready to make it a little better. And Catherine Grace, full of energy and delight, was ready to put it into action. Like three legs of a stool, our children would play together for hours on end, building slides to go down the stairs and forts in the bushes or out of pillows and blankets, or just playing together outside on the swing set. But then it happened. Sometime in early middle school, the girls, they started fighting. That's perfect, Ronan. Not just the occasional, hey, that's mine. Not just it's not fair, we have to put on a timer. Nope. It started to get long, drawn out, quiet feuds, and unkindness was seeping in to this happy trio. So I did what any smart parent will do. I looked around for someone who seemed to have it all together. My friend Betsy had two beautiful, kind, polite, lovely high school girls. And so I asked, my girls, they're fighting, Betsy. What do I do? Betsy laughed out loud. Girls fight. Sisters fight. The more they love each other, it turns out, the more likely they are to have conflict. I was blown away. I'd never heard of this. What? In her conversation, she did offer what she called the golden rules of sisterly harmony. One, you don't play with your sister's stuff. Two, if your sister has a friend over, if she's on the phone or just in a bad mood, shut the door and leave her alone. That's for younger sisters like me. And the most important, the most essential of all sisterly boundaries, you do not borrow your sister's clothes, shoes, or accessories without expressed permission. Betsy's girls took this so far as to turn it into a bit of a game. And if one of them ran into each other wearing a cute little hair bow, a jacket, or a sweater at school, at church, or in town, the other had to relinquish it on the spot and turn it over. So what is going on in the passage that Savannah read so beautifully for us today? Let's go back for just a minute. We are reading in chapter 18 of Matthew. And at the very beginning of the chapter, one of the disciples goes to Jesus and says, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus says the most surprising thing. Oh, you want to know what the kingdom of heaven is like? It's like a beautiful little child who comes and bangs on the keyboard right when the preacher wants to talk about discord. The kingdom of heaven is like a little one that you might miss and overlook. And then he goes on to say, the kingdom of heaven is like a lost sheep. And a shepherd who cares for that dear one so much that the shepherd searches and searches and searches, leaving the 99 to find that missing one. And don't you forget, the kingdom of heaven is like when you're fighting with your sister and you can go to her, and you can regain a friend. Jesus is just showing the disciples and us that in this Christian life of ours, that we are living right now in the paradox of, yes, we live in the kingdom of heaven, and no, not yet. Yes, we have God's perfect peace and harmony and grace, and we are broken and injured and need of healing. Our lives are imperfect and messy, even though right now we are heirs of the kingdom of heaven, princes and princesses, children of the beloved. We live in both of these places. In Matthew 18, Jesus is acting as a teacher to the disciples, engaging in that back and forth dialogue that any good teacher knows how to do. This is how we live together. So it turns out, Betsy was absolutely right. According to experts in conflict, sisters actually have way more conflict with each other, and they also have the very best relationships. According to Moshe Ratzin, who researches conflict every day, all day, conflict, I love this line, conflict is about learning how to face tension without losing yourself, your values, or your connection to the other person. Conflict does not indicate a failure in the relationship. No, healthy conflict is one of the most powerful opportunities we have to grow in our relationships, in our homes, and in our communities. So in this teaching on the kingdom of heaven, Jesus teaches us about conflict because he knows that it's going to seep into our life because we're imperfect, but also because he knows that good, healthy conflict is what we need sometimes to take the next step. When churches are listening to God and growing and working together, when we really love each other and care deeply about each other, there will be tension, there will be disagreement. Conflict is part of honest dialogue. Conflict is a part of loving a place so much that you care what happens next. In Matthew 18, Jesus teaches us that conflict is part of the kingdom of heaven. The profound hope of this passage is that when tension creeps in, don't miss what Savannah said, that God is with us right in the door at the same time. When conflict creeps in, the Holy Spirit is right there with us. So what is the kingdom of heaven like? Maybe it's knowing that every single time we struggle, whether that's struggling with our health, with our relationships, with the weather, with our job, with our church, with learning one of those really hard songs, that God is with us. And further, God is giving us a path forward. In our passage, Jesus loves us so much that he's willing to give us a roadmap. He says, stop, pray, breathe. Remember that I am with you in the room. Breathe again. And then go. Go directly to the person who has hurt you. He tells you to go to that person in love. Don't withdraw. Don't hold your pain. Don't retreat. Don't talk behind their back. Don't have a conversation in the parking lot. Go. Go to the person who has offended us. Be brave and loving enough to say, ouch. And then, when we do, we have every chance to regain a friend. And further, as Savannah read so beautifully, Jesus promises that he is with us in the middle of it. As she read, a yes on earth is a yes in heaven. And any time that we can really listen to one another and really hear the differences in our opinion, and we can really get to the same place really honestly and truly in our hearts, when we can do that, that God goes with us into action, that is quite a promise. Because if God is with us, no one can be against us. Jesus tells us that in the messiness of disagreeing and then listening and finally discerning together what God's will is, that God will be moving into action with us. Friends, this passage is telling us that when a conflict makes us stop and listen and think, that if we can lean in instead of drawing back, that God's power will be with us. So every week, we get the feeling of peace right in our heart, and we share that peace with one another. That is not a mistake. That is to remember that each time we start worship in forgiveness and in reconciliation. We have the opportunity in that short 3 minutes, I promise, Nancy, to go to one another in love and to share Christ's peace with one another, restoring our relationships and allowing God to be in the middle of it. We have the chance each week at the start of worship to go to one another in love. So going back to sisters. In our house, if I put on my daughter's shoes and I go out to the mailbox or I go to take the dog out and she sees me and I didn't ask, no questions asked, I take off the shoes and hand them to her. It is a big joke and a delight in our house. We laugh about it. And I'm not sure if it was the boundaries or just learning to ask for what we needed. But it's true, I think, what that research says. Sisters do fight. But there's also nobody who has your back quite like your sister does. My daughters are very different people with different styles and different hair and different clothes and different ideas. And they are excellent friends. Maybe we all have to go through the little storm of middle school in order to get to the peace and grace of a sister, of a brother, of a friend who really loves us no matter what. In God's perfect grace, perhaps it is a blessing to know that even when there is conflict, that we still live in the kingdom of heaven. Maybe it is the good news that instead of leaning back, holding on to our pain, that we can instead go toward one another in love. May it be so. Alleluia.